Give an Inch by Lazuli Song, read by Isweden. Shen Ching Cho wakes up and immediately regrets it. He tries to force himself back to sleep, but it's no good. Luo Bingha is still pressed up against his back, fever hot, and slowly fucking his cock in the still slick space between Shen Ching Cho's thighs. Shen Ching Cho can't decide what's worse. The way Luo Bingha is murmuring, "Shiz, shiz, oh, shiz." Or the way that Luo Bingha immediately realizes that he's awake and takes the chance to suck a mark on the sensitive part of Shen Ching Cho's neck, where not even his heavy Peak Lord robes will hide it entirely. The creepy feeling that Luo Bingha is reenacting some sort of adolescent fantasy rises up and is immediately violently shoved down again. "Bingha," he says. It's supposed to be a warning, but his voice comes out much too breathy to sound like anything but the encouragement Luo Bingha takes it for. He slides his hands up Shen Ching Cho's chest to pinch and play with his nipples, turning his face against Shen Ching Cho's ear to let out a long, soft moan of pleasure. "This is Shen Ching Cho's fault! His own damn fault! He's going to write 20,000 characters of self-reflection on the dangers of doting on the protagonist too much and accidentally bending him. Sow the wind, reap the hurricane. That's him." Luo Bingha scrapes the very tip of his fangs coquettishly against the soft skin behind Shen Ching Cho's ear. Shen Ching Cho wants to curse, but his body betrays him into a full body shudder as he arches into Luo Bingha's mouth. "Shizun," croons Luo Bingha. "Shizun, you make your disciple feel so good." "Shameless," hisses Shen Ching Cho, going red from his scalp to his chest. What did I tell you?" "I like to call you Shizun," says Luo Bingha, so close to his ear that the sound is more of a vibration against his skin, sinking into Shen Ching Cho's body. Damn him. He knows exactly what that low rumble does to his old teacher. "My Shizun's always so good to his disciple." Shen Ching Cho somehow brings back enough higher brain function to think about something else besides the way Luo Bingha is still sliding back and forth between his thighs like he's trying to drag out his own pleasure. When he drags against Shen Ching Cho's hole and through the hot space between his legs before sliding against Shen Ching Cho's cock and balls, Shen Ching Cho has to clench his teeth against the noise he wants to make, shameless as a cat in heat. He slaps at Luo Bingha's hand reaching toward his cock, even though he knows it's futile. "Shameless boy," he says. Luo Bingha pants against his ear, like being scolded is turning him on even more. How the hell does Shen Ching Cho manage to raise such an incurable masochist? "You know better," says Shen Ching Cho, trying to sound like he means it. He has to bite back another sound when Luo Bingha moans thickly into his ear. "Shizun, Shizun," pleads Luo Bingha, speeding up, His fingernails are going sharper, scraping against Shen Qingqiu's tender skin. Shen Qingqiu can't stand it. The prick of danger and the way that Bingha envelops him so completely. Big hands, broad shoulders, the sound of his voice, the scent of his body. "Call me husband," he snaps. Luo Bingha makes a noise not even Shen Qingqiu has heard him make before, and comes thickly all over Shen Qingqiu's thighs, come dripping over his legs and onto the bed. The small part of his mind that is always watching says that he's glad Luo Bingha is going to be the one to clean that up. The rest of him is extremely occupied with Luo Bingha's big paw on his cock, the way he's pressed against the mess Luo Bingha's made, and Luo Bingha's shaky, overwhelmed exhale of, "Husband!" Shen Qingqiu comes so hard, he whites out a little. When he can pay attention to anything again, Luo Bingha has thrown the covers aside and, in an apparent spirit of better to ask forgiveness than permission, is licking Shen Qingqiu's thighs clean. He looks up when Shen Qingqiu stiffens, catches his eye, and then deliberately drags his tongue over a white splash on Shen Qingqiu's skin. Somehow, Shen Qingqiu's hand is in Luo Bingha's hair without his conscious volition, digging into his curls, hard, as Luo Bingha sticks his tongue out to show the cum on it, before swallowing with a deliberate air of satisfaction. Shizun tastes so good to his disciple. Then, why don't you take all you want? Says Shen Qingqiu, even knowing what he's letting himself in for. Husband is so good to me, murmurs Luo Bingha, with a coquettish glance from under his lashes, and bends down again, focusing on his treat. The end.